Describe a time when you used the internet to solve a problem. You should say what the problem was, when you did this, how long it took you, and explain why you used the internet to solve this problem. I'm going to talk about this time when I needed a foreign book for my studies. I was in my senior year in university, and we had this assignment that required us to find the latest medical breakthroughs on cancer, some of which were very hard to come by. So, I knew I needed to find this book ASAP. Apparently, in order to get access to new data, you must know the right source and pay some fees. I found out that the breakthroughs I needed were published in a book, which was not yet for sale in my country. Moreover, even if it had been delivered, it would have been too late by the time it arrived at my doorstep. I felt really uptight about it, but suddenly I thought of a solution. So, I decided to contact my former host family in the U.S. to ask them to buy a hard copy, then have the specific information scanned and emailed to me. It took some time, but eventually I got the data. It was a bit of a hassle for my host family, so I decided to buy him a small gift in return. What influence does the internet have on people and the society? Well, for one, before the internet, people interacted much more when meeting up and going out together. Now you see people glued to their phone screens. Their focus is on their social media apps, looking at what their friends and family are doing through photos and status updates, rather than actually talking to them. Communication is mostly through social media with instant chat, cutting that need for face-to-face meetings. On the other hand, the internet has had a positive impact on society because now we can accomplish more in a shorter time frame. Moreover, people can access information much quicker through Google, for example. So it creates a generation of well-informed people. Because of this, I believe our future is very bright. Do you think libraries will disappear one day? I think this could be a possibility, as people are beginning to think that libraries are redundant, as the information is also available online. With devices such as ebooks, Kindles, Amazon, etc., it's normal to question how much longer libraries will last. For example, I never use the library because I see it as a hassle to have to check out the book and return it, when I could just buy a used copy for next to nothing from Amazon or borrow it from a friend. However, I still believe that a lot of people like to utilize libraries for the tangible value of holding a book in your hand and having a quiet, serene place to study. Libraries have always been a staple to our academic world. So, with all of this said, I think libraries will stay around for at least the next 20 years. What do people use the internet for? Pretty much everything. Nowadays, there are countless apps at our fingertips to accomplish all of our tasks. For example, we use the internet to do research, pay our bills, find a dating match, go shopping, make phone calls to find jobs, chat with friends, find workout videos, etc. The better question would be what we don't use the internet for nowadays. To be honest, I can't think of any area of life where we don't use the internet. Would you say people waste time surfing the internet? For sure. Nowadays, the average person spends hours surfing the internet each day. Take me, for example. My phone has recorded that I spend an average of 2 to 3 hours a day surfing the web on my phone. Not to mention the 6 hours I'm constantly connected to it to carry out my work tasks. In some respects, it's very useful to Google things that you may be curious about throughout the day, but many people spend time surfing Instagram or Facebook, watching lives of people they don't even know, which is a 100% waste of time, in my opinion. How do you think people will be using the internet in 10 years' time? That's a great question. It's difficult to imagine this, but I would imagine we will continue to use it in all the respects that we do nowadays, but even at a more elevated level. For example, I've often speculated that we will have hologram images instead of video chats. On the other hand, I have a feeling that the online classroom will soon replace a traditional classroom. When it comes to the work world, I imagine that even more jobs will become remote. All in all, the world will continue to advance technologically.